I thank you, Lord, for trials that I face. You always give me grace. You make me strong and brave. I thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. You alone are worthy to be praised. Your love is faithful and eternal. You save my soul. I thank you, Lord.
If you can kneel, let's start with prayer, and I got a short announcement. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your presence. Thank you for blessing us in this last 30 days, because today is Testimony Sabbath, and we're going to declare it out to the great congregation all around the world. And so thank you for blessing us with all that we have seen these last 30 days or 30 years, for those of us that are new that want to share. Thank you for blessing us with answered prayer, even when the answer is no, because we ask amiss quite a bit. And thank you also for blessing us with the latter rain and helping us to get worthy of that rain, by helping us to overcome in ways we never thought possible. Thank you for opening that up as well. And thank you for opening up your word, the spirit of prophecy, and opening many opportunities for us to share our faith. And again, thank you for blessing us with your presence and for blessing this Sabbath day. And we offer this prayer and this praise and all the praises to the best of our ability in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Alrighty then. Let me see here. All right. Before I make the announcement, I want to mention something in regards to what the scripture says, and Sister White was more or less repeating it when Brother Sean was sharing it in regards to how Jesus said to Peter, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But did you notice what he says next? He goes, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And then notice how he ends the sentence. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Yeah, he didn't say if thou art converted. He said when. That's faith. That's the kind of faith we got to have. For the coming days especially. So, Brother Arthur brought up a good point here a few minutes ago, and I want to echo it. Well, where is his PM that he sent me earlier here? I'm not going to read all of it. He says, it would be nice if we could have fellowship time after the sermons and the studies. It is a time for getting to know each other, for asking questions and answering them. You know, all the other churches have this. So, yeah. We used to do that every week. And then recently, the Lord moved me, you know, because I was sick for a while and I'm, you know, still on the mend, I guess. But the fellowship time is important. And I agree with Brother Arthur here. And so after the testimony service, but testimony service can go 30 minutes, it can go 2.5 hours. You know, this has always been strange with the testimony service. We never know how long it's going to go. But in the regular church services, what we're going to do is directly after the sermon, I'll get on the mic. And like I usually do on Friday nights, you know, we'll go like 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, just fellowshipping and talking and, you know, getting to know each other and PMing back and forth and putting stuff in the text chat and, you know, just, you know, 20, maybe even 30 minutes. I don't know. It all depends on how much time I get before the 4 o'clock comes because of, you know, I like to share from Steps to Christ. Whether we're going to have time to do that, you know, the Steps to Christ today, I don't know. We might just have time for fellowship after the testimonies. But yeah, I think we should be doing that every week now if we can write that down somewhere. Maybe I'll put it on the site, like 15 to 30 minutes of fellowship, you know, with a question mark, and then we'll go right into the Steps to Christ or whatever I'm doing, you know. Yeah, because I kind of miss it too, you know, having, you know, our little Gabby time. Anyway. Oh, and thanks again, Brother Joe, for recording the testimony service, which more or less starts right now. But before we start, you know, sharing our testimonies, I have something I wanted to share that the Lord gave me recently, and I think we should actually think about this each and every time before we do testimony. But it says in Psalm 35, let me put this in the room real quick, Psalm 35, Verse 18, it says, I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. That's pretty powerful, you know, because this is a king talking. Well, a prophet, too. That's David. And then Sister White says this in, where is this? Testimonies, Volume 6, page 366, paragraph 1. She says, let us all bear in mind that in every assembly of the saints, below are angels of God. Well, the assembly of the saints below are angels of God, you know, like that's here on earth. Listening to the testimonies, songs, and prayers, let us remember that our praises are supplemented by the choirs of the angelic host above. And then again from Psalms, this time it's going to be in Psalm 135, verses 1 to 3. Where is it here? On my screen. Okay, there it is. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. And it's obviously pleasant unto him, and that's what he prefers of us. And you can tell I'm kind of like trying to get more people to praise him, because this is also part of walking with him. We are all servants of the Lord. We are the ones that he has been giving this new light to, especially when it comes to the latter rain. He's giving us this information because he has a duty for us to do. Nobody else has this information. Now, there are other churches outside the SDR movement, yeah, that understand and believe as we do. We just haven't met them yet. You know, we're our own little area on the planet. You know, we bloom where we're planted. That's all we can do. And so, we have to praise him. This is, and it's not that we have to. It's that we want to. Yeah, it's just amazing what he has done for us and what he continues to do for us on a daily basis. And then I got another one here from Testimonies, but this is Testimonies Volume 2, page 261, and it's paragraph 4. It says, you may be strong to exert the sanctifying influence upon others. You may, and this is talking to each and every one of us, because like when I first started getting serious about my walk, I was in my late 20s, and I was watching other people that I knew were Christians. And sanctifying influence means you are set apart for a holy use, and that use being, you know, reflect Christ to the people that are looking at you, even though you don't know they're looking at you, because those two people that I watched on a regular basis never knew I was checking them out. Because they drastically changed their lives, you know, from a biker that dealt heroin to a promiscuous woman. Both of these people changed dramatically because of Jesus Christ. I mean, they were night and day different people. And the biker, that was one of my brother-in-laws, and most of my brother-in-laws are bikers. But, it was drastic. And for anybody that knows, when I say biker, I'm talking 1970s bikers. I'm not talking to guys that are on these little, what we used to call rice rockets back then. They're Harleys and stuff like that. So there's the rambunctious guys, you know, the angry ones. And so, but all of a sudden he was very loving. Unbelievable. It was just, yeah. And then the girl, that woman, older woman, very, very promiscuous. And then all of a sudden she was godly. And so we are all a sanctifying influence upon others. And so when we stand up and we proclaim and testify, he is glorified. And other people, it's like the people that burned the stake in those villages. That's why the Vatican started killing people in dungeons, because they enjoyed torturing the Christians. But they realized doing it in villages was causing more people to leave the Catholic Church and become real Christians, because those people wanted to meet the Jesus that these people were singing to as they're on fire. And anyway, she goes on to say that you may be where your soul's interest will be awakened to do good to others, to comfort the sorrowful, strengthen the weak, and to bear your testimony for Christ whenever opportunity offers. Aim to honor God in everything, always and everywhere. Carry your religion into everything. Be thorough in whatever you undertake. And then one last thing here, she says, from Review and Herald, September 25th, 1900, and this is under an article titled Self-Exaltation. It says, God has worlds upon worlds. Now, for those of you that were wondering what's all the way up there in that Milky Way when you look up on a dark night, yeah, there's planets. There's people on those planets, okay? So anyway, God has worlds. These are unfallen people, by the way. because Satan was only cast to our planet, okay? Because we have a special duty. We're going to be ambassadors for Christ. That's why he says we will reign with Christ, you know, during that 1,000 years. And so there's things we're going to be doing for him throughout eternity, in fact. And we're not all, I mean, think about it. You can't reign, like if we're all kings and queens, we can't reign over each other, right? And you know, where he gives the talents or the cities? Yeah. He's going to be giving us things to do and places to go and people to share, you know, him with. And so anyway, God has worlds upon worlds that are obedient to his law. These worlds are conducted with reverence to the glory of the Creator. As the inhabitants of these worlds see the great price that has been paid to ransom man, you know, the death of Christ on Calvary, they are filled with amazement. With intense interest, they watch the controversy between Christ and Satan. And as this controversy progresses and the glory of God shines brighter and brighter, they give praise to God. Now think about that, because they don't know what sin is. They don't know what it means to fall. They haven't fallen. They got the tree of life on their planets too. You know, and so, yeah, we're going to find out a lot more about this when we get home. But obviously he's given us to know, enough to know as to what, you know, right now. So, and then I misplaced a verse. So this was a verse on how that moved us to do a, I think that was the verse that I read a minute ago. Praise ye the Lord. Praise his name, O ye servants of the Lord. I think that, 135, Psalm 135, verses 1 to 3, is the one that moved us to have a monthly testimony service every single month. And that's what we do. And so I hope and pray that we're going to get a lot of people praising him today. You know, and if you can't, like if you don't have a mic or whatever, just put your praise in the room. Sister Mindy will read your praises on the mic for you. And or, you know, some people send me emails. Some people send Fran emails. Some people send, I think, Sean emails and others. And so with their praises. So we'll just glorify the Lord this day. So, but my first praise is... you know, talking about that Milky Way thing. A week after everyone left, and I again praise the Lord for my brothers and sisters that came to visit Fran and I after we, you know, had, you know, when we were dealing and grieving, you know, and we're still dealing and grieving, you know, and so thank you all for coming and giving us a big old group hug like that. That helped us a lot. But the thing is right after y'all left, we actually had one of those nights. I think we had clear nights before, but you have to get away from our security lights that they, you know, that we have on the land. And when you do, you get out in the front, and because we were walking the dog, Fran and I, right after everybody left, the next day or two, we're out there walking the dog. She's always got to do her late, you know, right before we all go to bed walk, because otherwise she'll wake us up at 4 o'clock in the morning and, you know, stuff like that. And she will wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so we're out there and we happen to look up because we're far enough away from the security light because we got a newer one now. We got an LED one. So it makes it a lot easier. It doesn't have so much light pollution above it as the old one did. This one shoots mostly down and forward, you know, to cover the land. And, it was amazing. I mean, cause I hadn't seen it in a while. Because, when we lived at the other house, actually, 20-something years ago when we lived at the other house that was in Illinois, we had one of those lights, the old-fashioned, like a plasma light, where it turns on and you got to wait 5, sometimes 10 minutes. It'll do a hum for 5 or 10 minutes. It'll start off yellow and all of a sudden, whoom, it just pops and it just gets real bright. And then, yeah, it lights the whole area up, right? And... but when we were living outside of Illinois, outside of a small town in Illinois, we had a switch on that light. We could literally turn it off. And then we, you know, the kids would play in the dark and, you know, play, you know, like it or, you know, hide and seek kind of a thing because it's pitch black. You're nowhere near a city, right? Big city. No light pollution at all. Every night we saw, well, if it was a cloudless night, every night we saw the Milky Way. Every single night. It was beautiful. and it would be huge. And we're out there for a while, because I'd be out there too messing around in the dark, you know, having fun with the kids. So you're out there for a good half hour, an hour in the dark, and it's beautiful just to see that. I mean, we saw it when Fran and I looked up that night, but it was nowhere near as good as if we had all the lights off. And I can do that if we wanted to show everybody, like if we ever have a gathering here again. There is a way for me to shut all the power off. Obviously, anybody can do it in their home. And I'll just do that because I got UPSs on all the computers anyway. And then let your eyes get used to the dark for 15 minutes, not just five. Get it 15. Then you'll see how far that beautiful pile of stars. It looks like a cloud. But then when your eyes get used to it, you notice it's not a cloud. It's trillions of planets. And it's just, oh. And that's why a lot of people got into the astrology back in the like old days. Because they wanted to zoom in and look at some of that stuff. And especially before the flood of Noah, when you had the firmament was still around the planet, you know, like the water, that water shell that was like hydrogen metal, it's called in today's language. But back then it was called, you know, shape, like the firmament. But if you look at the word firmament in the Greek, or no, in the Hebrew, it's thin metal sheets is what it is. And when they found out if you hyper freeze H2O, the hydrogen will literally turn into a lattice of metal. Very thin, but it's still metal. But it's a lattice, which means it's not opaque. It's see-through, and it would magnify everything above the planet. So you could see the rings of Saturn without even binoculars. You could see the spot on Jupiter with no issue. You would see the red color of Mars, and you would see the craters on the moon, obviously. The moon would be a lot bigger. You know, because it's just like a giant magnifying glass. Because, you know, look at a magnifying glass. How's it shaped? It's round, right? It's edged. The edge is rounded. And so when you curve the atmosphere and you have that water up there, it's ice, and you're looking through it, yeah. And you can, it would magnify the sounds. The songs, you know, the planets have a song that they sing, but it's just like a high-frequency thing. But it helps with, you know, the thing with mankind going to sleep. That and the pink atmosphere above the planet. But I don't want to keep going on and on, because I can go on for hours about this. There's some videos out there by Dr. Carl Baugh that will blow your mind when it comes to how this planet was before the flood, before that firmament was destroyed when the Great Deep burst forth. Because that Great Deep burst forth and threw out steaming hot water 20 miles up. But the firmament was only 10 miles up. So it melted it, and everything came down, and that's how the planet got flooded. All that frozen water came down. All right, and so, but yeah. Well, maybe next time we have a camp meeting, because the one I'm looking at, and I want to praise the Lord about that too, I've got an appointment this week to go. Me and Alvin are going to cruise over there and take a look at the campground and stuff like that, but, you know, mostly for inside, because it turns out that they can actually sleep 68 people. But there's also a place for campers and stuff where you can pull in. So I'm going to bring my, you know, Fran and I are just staying in the motorhome. But everybody else can go into the, it's like a dormitory up there. Every room has a doorway. And one room, I guess it's for families, or just guys or just girls. But you got one, you know, some rooms will sleep eight, and that room has two bathrooms in it. And the rooms that sleep two have one bathroom. So they all have bathrooms. I thought it was separate, but no, everything has bathrooms. And then the bottom floor has the kitchen and the dining hall where we can do church and all that stuff. And so I want to praise the Lord for that as well, because we're going to be looking at that. I finally got the guy on the phone, and I got the prices, and it's not that. It's like $84 for the eight bed thing, and $21 a night for the two beds. And so, yeah, anybody could afford that. That's really great. And for those of you who can, if you need some help, just let us know. And then I also want to I keep praying on it too, because the thing is, the next thing we do after we look at it, we're going to have a meeting, and we will. Some of the guys, we're going to get together next Sunday and set a date. And then we'll have to get together with all of you to figure out what date's best. We'll come up with three or four dates, and whatever date we come up that's best, then I'll contact the place and reserve the place. And and take that chance. Because he even says, yeah, we have people that reserve it 6 months or a year out in advance, but in today's crazy world, you never know what's going to happen. You know, you might lose a deposit or something like that. He says, yeah, we'll trust the Lord on that. Money's just monopoly money down here. We got a mansion with streets of gold. We're not, money doesn't, nothing to us. We don't care. You're not going to have to deal with money in heaven. And then I want to do one more praise. I got a few here, but I want to do just one more praise. And I want to again thank my brother Dwayne for reminding me about the Slippery Elm. Because last night, as you all know, I was having a little difficulty when I was sharing on Friday night. And my gut started hurting. And it's hard to breathe when it gets like that. And kind of, you know, so he turned me on to, or he reminded me of Slippery Elm tea. And years ago, I had an ulcer. And that's what healed it, was Slippery Elm two, three times a day. As a matter of fact, I just had some a couple of minutes ago. And because my stomach was acting like, hey, I might just act up today. So I figured I'll take that, and bam, all the pain's gone. And that was like 5 minutes. But last night it was 10 minutes. It took 10 minutes for the pain to go away because it was hot, really hot. The pain was really there. But this was just acting. So, again, I want to praise the Lord for these natural healing methods. No drugs, because I know people that have taken drugs for sometimes years to get rid of an ulcer. I got rid of an ulcer in 6 months with Slippery Elm, just 6 months. And the pain goes away every time you take it. And so it's kind of like a painkiller, too. So, and it's a cure-all, so there's a lot of things that's fixing on me right now that I don't even know about. You know, so maybe I'll take it for a while. So, all right, let me check my emails and see if I don't got me any praises here. I'm sure Sister Minnie's got a few because I saw Brother Gilbert and somebody else was putting one up, so she's probably stacking them. Oh, and I would also praise the Lord that everything's working right, Twitch is working right and all that. I've noticed that our bandwidth, I'm going to watch it for another week or two, but we might have to buy more bandwidth because I've noticed we're really got quite a few people on the POGM stream. That's my server. And then we got a bunch of people on WTPR on my server. And then Twitch, for some reason, I think it was like only, usually Twitch is like 8 or 9, but it was like 13 when I checked in earlier. And so I don't know what it's at now. But that's not my server. You know, I just stream to it. So that's not yanking any of my bandwidth. So I don't want to cause anybody to fall out. So, but I want to praise the Lord that this is shocking to me because it used to be with testimony service, people had a tendency to disappear. And now it's like, I guess people just want to hear what the Lord's been doing in God's people, with the God's people. You know, it's close to the end. So let me check my emails here. Oh, here's one from Brother Yaswanth. Okay, hold on a second here. Let me pull it out of there so I can get on a monitor I want to read it from. Okay. He says, Sabbath blessings, dear Brother Nicholas. I am Brother Yaswanth. I have some praises to share before the great congregation. Amen, my brother. Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I praise the Lord and thank God for my salvation. I really wanted to bless his name for his mighty and wondrous works in my life and for all the protection, especially in the times of trials. I also wanted to thank and praise God for keeping our family healthy. I had an accident 7 years back. I have severe back injury on the right side of my hips near the spine. I have pain from the hips to the right toe down the right leg. I went to the doctor, and the doctor wrote for x-ray, and nothing was found in the x-ray. The doctor wrote me for a CT scan and told me that some surgery may be required. I was scared and never returned back to the doctor. Later on, I came to know that chiropractors can fix that, but I cannot find any chiropractor nearby. Because of heavy stress in recent days, my pain is very bad. But praise God, I found a chiropractor within 80 kilometers from my house now. Was that like 100 miles? I don't know how many miles that would be. I am undergoing the treatment, and I feel some relief. I have been suffering from pain for a very long time. I request you all to please pray for me to get healed from that pain and that God will work through the hands of the chiropractor. Yeah, so amen, brother. I'll definitely add this to the prayer list right when I'm done reading it. I'll just put it right in there. And so he goes on, I want to thank God through all these 7 years that whenever I feel pain, I used to pray to God and the pain will subside for a while. And my wife, Chris, also had very gifted hands. She did not learn chiropractology or whatever you call it. But she observed what her dad did, and she applied that. She had been helping me to get through this pain for 5 years, sometimes through her and other times God himself used to give relief from the pain when I prayed about it. Because of my poor eyesight, I used to misstep and twist my legs often. Many times God helped me through my wife and fixed the pain from the twist. I really wanted to praise the Almighty God for his timely providence and help. Please pray for me, too, that I should not misstep while I walk and eyesight will be healed completely. Yes, please pray for me as well on that, brothers and sisters, because I got issues with my eyes, especially my left one. And so anyway, he goes on. He says, I believe for God nothing is impossible. I will wait upon God alone to look for him for my help, or look to him for my help. But I praise God continually. I praise God continually because I have to rely on him continually or else I'll be in danger. Amen. That's what I like to do. Just go to God first always and just, trust in him and him alone. And so he finishes by saying, I request you all to pray for me to get deliverance from all evil. I wanted God to put me in a place where I can focus more on God and his work. Please pray for me about that too. I also pray that you all have a wonderful and blessed Sabbath too. Yahshuanth, your brother in Christ. And so amen and amen and amen. And I also want to mention, I want to praise God in the way that I've been seeing him lately. And it's been quite a while that I've been seeing this, but it's getting even better in the last few months. I always want to overcome and absolutely everything. But the enemy of souls always kind of likes to put stuff on the edges of the path, and your flesh kind of wanders sometimes. But now I've been asking the Lord for extra help. I need, because I'm on the middle of the path as best I can, and I want to stay on the middle of the path. And so I keep crying out to Jesus, because we're all in this battlefield together. We're in a holy war, and sometimes we get shot a couple times, out there in the field, but we get up again, because we know what it says in 1 John 1:9, right? And so I want to praise his mighty name, that his peace is so real, his help is so unimaginably real. I mean, I can't even put it in words how, for lack of a better word, he's making it easy. He is literally making it easier, let's say, for me to stay on that path even further from the edge than I've always been. Because I want that rain. I want that latter rain. I want to be, like Sister White was saying, I don't know if it was in the 1858 or the SOP 1 that Fran and I are reading, something about, we have to be able to stand without an intercessor because that now we have to be able to get to that point now so that we can receive the latter rain because we are going to stand without an intercessor during the plagues, right? He's not going to be pleading his blood for us anymore. He steps out of the most holy of plague one. And especially plague 6. We all know what happens there. When they finally get their okay to have that one world government that the Pope wants to have in 2030, which happens to coincide with a comet that's going to be crossing our orbit in 2030. Well, what happens after Plague 6? Plague 7, right? What's Plague 7? Hail, 125-pound chunks of hail. What's a comet made out of? Ice. What's hail? Ice. And so I'm not setting any dates. The Pope did that. I'm just saying what he's saying. And then also with nature, with what we see, this comet, it's called Encke, and it's been in our orbit, who knows how long, I don't know, I don't get into that stuff. But it just so happens in 2030, it will cross our orbit at the same time, in the same region we're at. So, but they're saying just the tail's going to hit the planet, but that doesn't matter because when the Lord decides to split the eastern sky, he can give that comet a shove, it's right there in our neighborhood, or in the tail anyway is a 20-mile chunk of ice, 20-mile. Chunk of ice in the tail. So even if the tail only hits us, that's Plague 7. So, thought I'd share all that. Let me see if I got, let me put this in my prayer list before I forget. for the Aswanth prayer request. Let me check my email again. Okay, let me check. Oh, Sister Mindy's got her hand up, so I'm dropping a mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I'm sure everybody can hear me. I've got several praises to share. So, first one is from Sis Vera. I want to praise Jesus for a wonderful trip to Turkey for this summer and opportunity to sow seeds in this country. I also praise Jesus for all the tranquil Jesus time that I had by the seaside almost daily and all the heart work that he had wrought in me this past month. And lastly, I praise Jesus for the strong hedge of angels over my family and I as we traveled back to Palestine through the difficult board crossing from Jordan into Jericho during very busy high peak weather temperatures times. We were expecting the board crossing to be especially difficult this time as many people rushed back to Palestine in time for school and due to bad border crossing conditions with long lines under the scorching sun of the Jericho desert. But it was amazing to see how God once again cleared the way for my family and I to enter Palestine with no issues. It was even amazing to see that the Israeli authorities didn't give me a hard time as they usually did each time that I crossed into Palestine and approved a 3-month visa for me to stay with my family after a shorter than usual time of waiting. God is truly amazing and always makes way for his children. Glory and praise to Jesus, Sister Vera. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. And then Brother Joe has a praise. Sabbath blessings, everyone. I want to praise the Lord for travel mercies during my business trip and the witnessing opportunities that were presented. It's amazing how he sends people into our path of life and with people we wouldn't even expect to want to hear the truth. Praise his mighty name. Praise the Lord. And Brother Gilbert says, I thank the Lord for my sister still has a roof over her head, that my daughter got news that instead of a little girl is coming, she found out, in parentheses with the Lord's help, a little boy is on the way. My eyes are open to what's going on around me. The Lord's many, many mercies, his graces, his salvation, his love, and too many other things, for God is good. Amen, amen, and amen. All capitalized. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And then Sister Fran has a praise. My testimony, she says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for all he has done for me. Also, I praise his name for keeping me safe while I was driving my truck, while it had all sorts of problems that I never knew it had. For about a year, it has been making all sorts of noises that I thought was just normal. So recently, the sounds became more loud, and the Holy Spirit told me to tell the mechanics about it. I asked Nick to make an appointment for me to get it checked out. We found out that the brake drums, rotors, bearings, rear axle all have to be replaced. Again, I praise the Lord for his holy angels holding my truck together while I was driving back and forth to the airport and other places for almost a year. I love Jesus. I want to praise him all day long. Praise the Lord, sister. Yes, we love all the protection he gives us. Brother Clifford, I want to praise the Almighty Father for always dealing with us in true love and always being so good to us. The Almighty Father taught me how to overcome overthinking and making small things a mountain. He showed me in so much love in a way that I would understand. He gave me a new truck, and the truck had an issue. I prayed and took the truck to be fixed. The truck went back 3 times for the same issue. The first 2 times I prayed and then constantly stressed about it and could not stop thinking about it. The 3rd time I prayed and I thanked the Almighty Father and I banned all the overthinking and just silenced the overthinking and completely trusted the Almighty Father. Truck fixed and perfect, even better than before. Runs like a dream. How great is our Almighty Father. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Brother Eli has a praise. I praise the Lord for helping me get through a trial this week. Praise the Lord. Keep the praises coming, brothers and sisters. Love you all. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Rather than send back a PM to you, dear sister, about your children wanting to come out here to the house to see the Milky Way, by praise the Lord, that's great. The problem is, what if you come out and it's cloudy? for a week. You know, so what I found is the easiest thing to do is just, you know, drive like 5 minutes outside the city and just sit out there on the side of the road, if it's, you know, a clear night, of course, and just wait. You know, find a back road or something. I don't know. I forget where you're located. That's another thing I liked about the, like when I lived up near the city, I used to go for prayer. I never did it at night, but when I was a teenager, I used to hang out in the woods, and I was out there at night, and I had, you know, there's no light pollution in the woods, even that close to Chicago, as long as you don't look towards the Chicago skyline, because we were only, I don't know, 20 miles away, south suburbs. But yeah, we can, that'd be nice to have, you know, someone stop by again. But again, like everybody was here for five or six days, I think it was. And it was, cloudy most of the time. So anyway, let me see. I got a praise here from Brother Tim. He texted it to me because him and I talk an awful lot on the phone. And he says, I would love to praise the Lord for someone who has helped me over this year and just recently helped me as well. This person has paid for my wife's cremation, paid for my dog's vet bill, and just the other day paid for my air conditioning in my van for my dog and me, of course. I just moved, and I got in trouble for my dog barking too much, and she isn't no little dog. She's a big German Shepherd. I was told, and it's a blonde German Shepherd. I've never seen, that's the first time I've ever seen a blonde German Shepherd. Most beautiful thing you ever wanted to see. Yeah, because we've had two of them. One was a Rottweiler mix. And, you know, they got that German Shepherd coat. It's kind of dark and a little light in some areas. Like, oh, like a dark blonde. But this thing is beautiful. Like gold. Dog's like it's made out of gold. But anyway, he says, I just moved and got in trouble for my dog barking too much and because she has no little dog. She's a big Shepherd. I was told in so many words to take my dog with me wherever I go for now on. Well, I couldn't leave her in my van during the heat here in Arkansas. And so this brother paid for my van to have air conditioning. Thank you, Jesus, so much for loving me and always walking with me and at times carrying me. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, let me see. Let me check my, oops. Praise the Lord. Right. Let me check my email again. I'm sure Sister Mindy will have some more. Oh, wait. Is that Sean's hand up? Oh, I thought that was Mindy's. I think I just got another PM, though. Oh, please pray for these dear souls that think the Holy Spirit doesn't exist. I just got another email from this woman. Her first name is Tracy. Please, please, please keep her in your prayers. She says she doesn't have any leaders, and she's only reading this from the Word, but everything she says is from this Smyrna group, and the same stuff, then you know, they're just all... There's a reason they're doing it, because if you deny the Holy Spirit exists, well, you're not going to get the latter rain, you're not going to get salvation, you're not going to get anything. And so this is why. And there's a lot of twisted theology and a lot of answers. The questions aren't being answered. And so please pray for her. First name's Tracy. That's all I'm going to say. Please keep her in your prayers. I've been working with her for about a week or two. Okay, I didn't get another one, but I see Sean has. And so I'm going to drop the mic here. Let me mute myself here.
Sabbath blessings again, everyone. Alrighty. So, I have a couple praises here. First, I'll share mine. And I want to praise the Lord for continuously giving unity to his people. As our trials with patience, annoyances have to pop up that cause us to have patience. And so, when we pray for unity, that which threatens to create disunity among the brethren will also pop up. And sometimes it can arise in the form of misunderstanding. And I must admit, I recently misunderstood some things stated by some brethren. And it confused me greatly. It was probably one of the most disturbing times I've gone through of recent, because I felt truly, how could they not understand that this is wrong? I mean, I was seriously concerned to such a point that I actually started getting heart palpitations, and I have never had it happen that frequently before. I was seriously worried, and my thoughts were seriously concerned. And, you know, this might point out that maybe for me, maybe I worry too greatly about certain things, although to be fair, it makes sense why I was so worried. But it was just through, you know, this was just happening through something that was a misunderstanding. But I prayed, and the Lord moved me to send an email. But also something else happened that night. And I prayed to the Lord for peace. And when I went down to go to sleep, I woke up in the middle of the night experiencing the most intense peace that I have ever felt in my entire life. And that was truly amazing. And I desperately, like I really wanted to hold on to that peace. And it made me think, what must a heavenly peace feel like? And although the issue wasn't cleared up with the first email that I had sent, it was the reception of the second email that made me realize that my brethren were not saying just what I thought they were saying. Praise the Lord. And it also made me realize that the argument that was, at least on my sense, was kind of, I don't know if semantical is the right word, but it made me realize that we're saying essentially the same thing, but in different ways. And that is just how the apostles worked. They spake the same truths, but they might explain it differently. And it's something that I've noticed, especially recently, between the apostle Paul and the apostle John. And as I'm reading and I'm noticing, I'm like, hey, John says these things. And so again, obviously they're preaching the same truth, but it's just interesting to see them saying essentially the same things, but they are just arriving at that conclusion in slightly different ways. And so, praise the Lord for helping me out in that situation and helping his people to continue to grow and be more in unity. I also want to praise the Lord for getting an opportunity to visit Pastor Nicholas. And it was a good chance to see the pastor and the brethren. And it wasn't until I arrived home that I realized the righteous influence that the brethren had on me and the influence of the Holy Spirit upon God's people. I found myself, interestingly enough, unwilling to just basically sit around. Like the temptation or the thought to sit around just really isn't there. Just really wasn't there. And granted, you know, where I live, there's not really much you can enjoy by going outside. Because, you know, it is what it is when it comes to city life. That's why country life is a necessity. But my spirit was more desirous to do the Lord's work. And it's just, I could tell that when I returned home, that there was a holy and righteous influence that was, you know, upon me. That was greater than, you know, before. Even so much to the point where it's almost like you're almost like, you know, with a sense of like maybe disgust at the thought of like, oh, now I'm home. Now you can't go out and do those things. And now, you know, now entertainment or whatever is not being with the brethren. You know, thoughts, you know, in that sort of direction. But okay, Brother Samuel also sent me some praises, and he says, I want to praise the Lord for helping me to put together a presentation on a basic introduction to Bible prophecy. The Lord moved Brother Gideon to put together a booklet based on the prophecies of Matthew chapter 24 and some of the prophecies of Antichrist,
and I essentially turned this booklet into a presentation. Some weeks ago, a man called John, I don't know if that's his, found my YouTube channel and watched some of my videos, and he was stunned. He called me up on Facebook and told me that he used to be an atheist and that listened to Richard Dawkins, but due to events of the past years, he is now starting to see the Bible is the Word of God. He has a YouTube channel with a couple thousand subscribers, and he will be sharing the presentation I made on his channel. Wow. I pray that John gets baptized and saved, and that this video is a means of others coming to the faith. Amen, Brother Samuel. Praise the Lord. And he says that I also want to praise him for the fact that one of my colleagues has been reading the tracts and the Healing Leaves book I have given to her and has been asking me questions in regards to what she has read. I gave her a copy of Arlac and she said she will read it, and after she reads it, I can give her a Bible. Please keep her in prayer. Her name is Bethany. I really hope she comes to the faith and gets baptized. Many more unspoken praises. Praise the Lord, Brother Samuel. And last, Brother Mike sent me a praise, and he says, I praise the Lord for the miraculous healing of a young woman for which I was praying. She had some kind of tumor in her head, but now it's completely gone. From what I heard, the doctors did 3 tests to confirm if the tumor is there, but each time they found nothing. I also want to praise the Lord for keeping me in health, for the roof above my head, for the food to eat, for the job that I have, and for giving me a raise there. Praise him for his mercy and guidance in life. Amen, Brother Mike. Praise the Lord. Alrighty, with that, I don't know who's next, because I can't see hands on the side, but I will put down the mic, and you will hear someone else.
I have some more praises to share, and thank you all for posting your praises. I will start. Okay, Sister Pam, praise the Lord for teaching me to love Sabbath. As a kid, Sabbath was a list of don't do this and don't do that. It was a long and boring day for me. I've struggled with Sabbath for a long time. The last couple of years, the Lord has taught me what Sabbath is really about and how special it is. Praise the Lord for this wonderful church family to share it with each of you each week. Praise the Lord, sister. Yes, the Sabbath is truly a gift from our Heavenly Father. Brother Clifford has another praise, a couple of praises. He says, I want to thank the Almighty Father for providing for us in all aspects of abundance. Eating organic and healthy, unprocessed food has changed our lives. Our Almighty Father is so good to us for teaching us how to be strengthened with healthy eating and lifestyle. My kids and myself have seen so much change in our lives and health because of his gentle guidance and teaching us in love. I want to praise the Almighty Father for acceptance and love as a true Almighty Father. My heart and soul was always broken with not having a father figure in my life and a cruel stepfather, as reference, always struggling with rejection and dealing with brutal violence. The Almighty Father healed my heart and soul from that hurt in so much love. He has always been there for me, and he teaches me so much on how a father must be to his children. I would never have been able to overcome the deep scars if it was not for my Almighty Father. Our Almighty Father is so good to us. Praise the Lord, Brother Clifford. Praise the Lord. He is so good for us. Sister Mary, I want to thank the Lord for patience with me from coming from paganism to being a true Christian. Praise his mighty name. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Anthony, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to praise the Lord for this giving us another day of life, another chance to get our lives in harmony with his will. God has been wonderful towards me, despite my unworthiness. The enemy has been unrelentingly in his attacks on me, and I have fallen quite a lot, and the enemy has kept placing in my mind to feel ashamed and has been hurting my soul. But God has given me the strength and realization that he is still with me, offering grace and mercy. Despite all that has been happening, God has God is giving me someone at my job named AJ to disciple to about God and His truth. I told him about POGM, and he asked for a link to the church service, and so I provided him the link to listen in. He is a Christian but goes to church on Sunday, and he told me that he has never heard of the Sabbath. So please pray for AJ that he will have his eyes open to the truth concerning the Sabbath and many other vital truths for our day and age. God bless you all, your brother in Christ, Anthony. Praise the Lord, Brother Anthony. And Sister Danielle, praise the Lord for the gift of salvation and for life. Been going through some emotional pain, but I'm happy that God gifted me another day to see, another chance to get closer to Him. Thankful to God for Brother Anthony for being there during the ups and downs and for having a church family, for all of the blessings of sharing the truth, prayers, fellowship. I ask for prayers for physical and mental healing. God bless family. Also praise the Lord for delicious fruit. It's so wonderful and helpful to eat. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Stefan, I want to praise the Lord for many travel mercies He has blessed me with. There have been many accidents God has protected me from. I'm very grateful for His protection on the road since we only have one car right now. I also praise the Lord for changing the way I talk. I want to praise God also for His long-suffering patience with me, the faithfulness of God in His promises and the salvation through the grace of our King Jesus, and showing me new things regarding His word. Praise the Lord. And Sister Vanessa says, praise the Lord, I have been blessed so much that my family and I haven't yet had to struggle during these tough economic times. Thank you, Jesus, she says. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Goran says, praise the Lord for multiple unspokens, for my job, for working PC, for making thunderstorms not that terrible, and most of all, for God's mercy, goodness, and love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. And Sister Stephanie says, I want to praise the Lord for unveiling my eyes and continuing to do so, for everything I have in my life, for my beautiful children, my daughter who gets closer to God every day and loves to spread the word to everyone around her. She has no filters, so she can be quick to correct. Praise the Lord for her convictions. And praise the Lord for a couple things that have come up this last week, drawing me even closer to Him. Praise the Lord, sister. These are awesome praises. Keep on coming, brothers and sisters. God bless.
Amen and amen. Let's get another praise from Brother Ted and Sister Daniela. And they say, I praise the Lord for the continuous desire and hunger for our daily reading, Bible study. Also, the ability to give tracts and our testimonies to those whom the Lord sends across our paths. There are so many unspokens that I am thankful for, but the peace that we enjoy, I can't give the words. Please pray for me and Daniela that the U.S. will lift the travel requirements so that we are both free to travel to the U.S. I can travel back without a vaccine, but Daniela is not allowed as she is not from the U.S. It has been 3 years since visiting my family there. And we would dearly love to be with our church family at the camp meeting. Amen. Your brother and sister in Christ, Ted and Daniela. So, amen. Let me add that to my praise list here real quick. Prayer list. Because I want to make sure that we keep you guys in prayer on that. I have another couple of praise. Well, first of all, I want to praise the Lord most of all for my salvation and the joy and amazing, unimaginable peace that comes with it. I mean, it was always good, you know, like when you first find Christ and all that, and you feel that weight of sin get off of you and all that. But, oh, it's just lately, it's just amazing what He's doing. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. And how many of us, and I got a feeling quite a few of us can relate to this question. How many of us relate to what I see or what we see in Psalm 68:6? This is what it says. Check it out. Let me put it in the room for you all. There. Psalm 68, verse 6 says, God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. I mean, how many of us can relate to that? I used to be one of 11 kids. And to this day, I haven't seen any of my siblings leave Rome. I mean, they have left the Roman Catholic Church, some of them, but they're still in it. You know, and that's another reason I want to praise the Lord today. Well, not for that, but the Lord gave me a video, an idea for a video this morning as I was doing my Bible studies. Because like I've said before, I don't want to do videos just to fill up the stack and go for hits and stuff, because it really doesn't matter anymore because they're censoring the daylights out of me. But, you know, at least I can use these videos in blogs and stuff like that when I make mention of this or that. I don't know if anybody's noticed that, but when I do a blog entry, I have links all over the blog, and it's from pages on my site of studies I've done. And but yeah, I can imagine many of us can relate to that, because and I don't want to mention any names, because some of you had to deal with how your parents gave, your own parents gave you a real rough go. I know two young men right off the bat, where their parents were very, very making life very difficult for them, because all they wanted to do was worship the Lord the way the Word said. And they were in their teens when they came onto the truth. But the Lord gave me a video this morning regarding why there is an anti-Paul, you know, like an anti-Pauline, they call it, but it's anti-Paul movement, you know, saying that the Apostle Paul was fake. I'm working on, you know, the script and all that. But to summarize it, the reason being is, I honestly believe in my heart of hearts that Paul wasn't just a preacher unto the Gentiles. And the Gentile, it depends on who you're talking to in regards to how you define the word Gentile. It's either a Roman citizen or a pagan, or both, because Romans were all pagans, but not all pagans were Romans. And so the reason I believe Paul's an end time prophet, because he wrote the majority of the Bible, the New Testament. He has, you know, all those epistles, right? A lot of them. The Lord used him in a mighty way. And he was to be, and he was ordained to be the preacher unto the Gentiles. And so his message applies today prophetically perfect. How so? Well, in the last days, all the world wonders after the beast. So every church out there, including the Seventh-day Adventist Church, are now Roman Catholic. Even though they won't say it, well, the SDA leaders actually, well, what was his name? Neil C. Wilson even said there is another Roman Catholic Church on the planet. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it's on SDAapostasy.org. His exact quote, where he literally says there is another Roman Catholic Church out there. It's the Seventh-day Adventist Church, you know, because of the structure of the hierarchy and all that stuff, as well as the dogmatic agreements, you know, or doctrinal agreements. But I can't call what the Vatican, what the Bible calls doctrine, what the Vatican calls dogma, because the Vatican's dogma is just another fancy word for doctrine, is paganism. 86% of it, it's paganism. And so, but yeah, that's what, you know, and so I'm going to make a video and I'm going to show how Paul's message is very valid today, because most of the people today are Gentiles, are being taught to be Gentiles by Roman Catholicism. All the world's wandering after the beast system. And so there's Catholicism in all the religions, except, of course, the remnant. You know, the elect cannot be deceived. And people actually take that Bible verse and say, hey, look, it shows that the remnant can be deceived. It says, no, it says, if it were possible. But yeah, they'll say, you know, whatever. All right. Well, praise the Lord. I wouldn't think it's wrong to say he's your favorite, you know, because he's very, very descriptive, very educated, spoke many languages and stuff like that. But yeah, I can't wait to get to work on this video. And it's probably going to be under 5 minutes, you know, because you know me. I don't spend a lot of time. Now, if Luke was still around, you know, my sermons would be, he'd be making those for me. But, you know, I guess we have enough out there. The Lord let him take a rest. And so, I don't know if I even need to mention this, but I kind of think I found the reason that my computer's been acting goofy the last year, and we're my main system, which a couple times it happened, like when I'm trying to shut down Turbo and get out, it would lock up, or like all of a sudden while I'm in the middle of a sermon or a study hour, my whole system would lock up. And well, I finally found I have bad RAM. But boy, did I have to do test after test after test. And I finally found it's the RAM. But then I also found it corrupted a lot of files. You know, because when RAM goes bad, it messes with drivers. It does all sorts of really strange things. And so I've still got little baby crashes here and there, but I wanted to praise the Lord that I finally found it. And I am getting new sticks for free because it's a three-year warranty. And I built this computer a year and a half ago, so almost to the day. And so they owe me some sticks. And so I'm mailing them out this week. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that because it's been a thorn in my side for a year now. I just can't figure out. I always thought it was the GPU. Like all of a sudden it would lock up and go, you know, make that weird growling noise in the background. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. If it were possible means it's not possible. You know, I mean, that, yeah, simple grammar, but a lot of people say, you know, they'll read it the way they want to read it. That's the way the enemy of souls does it. And now I just want to throw this out there to let people know. Just for the sake, in case there's any questions, but I want to praise the Lord for this as well because, you know, a few of the brethren had a little bit of a question in regards to the doctrine that was in regards to how God can hate, and so it, I want to praise the Lord that, and this reminds me of the 1 hour with the beast thing when it was brought up and it was all twisted out of whack by Achan, and so. We did, you know, I did a study on it, and then a few other brothers did a study on it as well. And some of the brethren that had questions about it did their own studies. So that's what I love about this church. We're going to go with the thus saith the Lord. That's the only thing that works for us. And I want to praise God that when certain verses were presented and certain statements in spirit of prophecy were presented in regards to how God can hate, and how he hates, and how he hates with perfection. He doesn't hate in a sinful manner like we do. These brethren that studied it up, you know, it clicked. They understood it. And I want to praise the Lord for them because that shows they're not afraid to go into the Bible. And for those that are wondering, I don't know if it's going to grow anymore, but Brother Lawrence did do a clarification. You know, I was going to do a little bit, and then I think one of the other brothers is going to do a little bit too. But so far, what Lawrence shared with me the other day, I thought, well, maybe you should shorten it because when he sent it to me, he's like a page and a half or a page and a third. And then I got, you know, to reading it, and I go, whoa, don't shorten it. But he already shortened it. I says, no, this is perfect. And so, yeah, amen. Iron sharpeneth iron, sister, yeah. But if you go, well, here, I'm going to have to put this in the stream because, oh, wow. Blank screen. usually it's blue for me when I get a blank screen. You know, that thing of blue screen of death, the BSOD, blue screen of death. But if you go to the website, remedygod.org, and you know, if you don't want to go looking through where the sermons are at and stuff like that, just click the golden gift box. And now this will bring you here. This one here will bring you to all the sermons as well as the Friday nights that are on the server. But it's a lot easier. This one here actually gives you the titles. This page will give you the titles. And that's why, oops, sorry, this mouse is messing up. This is for all the sermons as well as this page. But this one here, if you click here, it brings you right to the bottom. And then you'll see there is this sermon that Brother Lawrence did called Glory to God Alone. And that's where some people got a little confused. Well, I finally, you know, he sent me like a breakdown, like an explanation of the doctrine, and I put it on a page. So you just click here where it says, "Can God hate?" It'll bring you here, and it ain't much. Page and a third if you print it out, it's only a page and a third. Yeah, because it's that simple. It really is that simple. But that thing where that demon-possessed so-called Roman Catholic saint Augustine said, "God hates the sin but loves the sinner," gives license onto the Catholics to sin, thinking that, well, he loves the sinner, which means you can continue on in sin. But the Bible's pretty clear about, you know, and I like the way Lawrence used the term jealous as well to give an understanding out of the people how you can't define when God calls himself jealous or when God hates. You can't define it using human standards. And I like the way he did this right here. So you might, that'll be a blessing too for people, especially Oprah Winfrey. If somehow someone could reach her and show her what the real definition of God being jealous, she wouldn't be so anti-Christian. because she was in the church service one time, and the preacher said, God is a jealous God. He's jealous towards the enemy that wants to pull us, our love, away from God, right? But she took it out of context in her mind and says, God's jealous of me? That's exactly what she said. And for all intents and purposes, she's correct, because God is angry at those that are trying to draw God's people away from him, and that's what she's doing right now. So in essence, she prophesied her own doom. But if she, you know, repents, look at that, if we actually go into Steps to Christ today, it's going to be about repentance. But yeah, I just wanted to share that. Where was I? Oh, I got to go back to the text chat. So, see, let me just check my email one more time. Oh, I see Sister Wendy's got her Mindy has got her hand up. Let me just check my email one more time here, see where we're at. See if I got any more. Oh, I got one. I don't know where it's at, so give me a minute. Oh, some software I bought is asking me to do. Yeah, again, please keep Tracy in prayer. She is just trying to inundate me with all these strange things. It's just, you know, it's not going to work against somebody that believes the word. So please keep her in your prayers. She just sent me another email. Okay, let me drop the mic. I don't have any more, in other words.
Okay, I have some more praises, and then I'll share my praise as well. Alrighty, so let's start with, I have a praise from Sister Hannah. She said, I'd like to praise the Lord for his salvation, love, long-suffering, mercy, grace, and kindness to continue to sanctify us through his word, tests, and trials. Praise the Lord for access to the Bible, the ability to read it, and Holy Spirit helping us to understand it. I would also like to praise the Lord for answered prayers and healing my thumb the other week. I had immense pain in my thumb hand while cutting veggies. I went into prayer, and while in prayer, I felt a jolt in my thumb while praying, and praise the Lord, the pain was gone. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you for sharing your praises. They are always such a blessing and encouragement to me. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. God bless. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Alvin says, my family and I are so thankful to our dear God for protecting us from our long travel and finally reached our new home safely. We've been praying to God that he will open a way where we can move to the country, and this move is really an answered prayer. Also, we really feel his hand holding and leading us in our life as we dedicated our heart wholly to his service. We're thankful that the Lord is training us to rely completely to him and trust everything to him daily, although sometimes there seems to have clouds we cannot understand, but we have to depend on his word by faith. As Romans 1:17 said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We are also thankful to him for he touched people's hearts to help us during our recent move. He also opens ways in sharing our faith. Our God is really so good. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Alvin. And then Brother Clifford has another praise. I want to praise the Almighty Father for my beautiful children, my church family, work, house, dogs, clothes, food, clean water, and warm beds. Yes, praise the Lord, Brother. And Sister Mandy, I praise the Lord for another Sabbath. I praise the Lord for keeping my faith strong and helping me through the constant attacks this past month and for the many unspoken answered prayers. Praise the Lord, Sister. And Sister Katie, I want to praise the Lord for healing my 14-year-old dog, Sophie. She got into a fight with my sister-in-law's husky. Joe and I took her to the vet the same day the fight happened, and they shaved and cleaned the areas that was bleeding. They were superficial wounds, so not deep, but there was still a lot of blood. She had to wear a cone for 2 weeks, pain meds, and an antibiotic. She will finish the antibiotic tonight. Praise the Lord for his protection and healing hand. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Brother Jeremiah, I want to praise the Lord for his long suffering and his sanctification that works in us. He truly is good. Father, he truly is a good father unto us, helping us through trials and helping to change us for the better. Glory to our dear Lord. Jude 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Jude 25, to the only wise God or Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for these wonderful praises, everyone. And I want to share my praise. I just praise the Lord, for, of course, my salvation and the joy that comes with it. I mean, there's just so many blessings. You can't mention them all. I'd be here all day, and I know you guys are all the same. But I just praise the Lord for my health and for the healthy diet that he's guided us to, and my garden, my job, being able to have the Sabbath off, and my homestead, being on this acreage and enjoying all that he created, and of course my fur babies, my three dogs, and my husband, and I praise the Lord for him. To all of us that have unbelieving spouses, the Lord has been laying on my heart, especially recently. My husband's went through some major health issues. He's in a lot of pain, and the Lord has just helped me be so much more compassionate with my husband. You know, brothers and sisters, with our unbelieving spouses, our love towards them will soften their hearts, and you have to remember that. And they can be sanctified through us, and we have to have faith in that. And don't give up on them. Please don't give up on them. Always pray for them. Lift them up to God. And he will change their hearts and their minds. You have to trust that he has the ability to do that. He's done it with us. I mean, how can we not believe that with everything he's done with us and we've changed? Our spouses can change as well. And we just have to love them and show them the compassion and the love that they deserve. You know, when we made our marriage vows, we have to take those serious, brothers and sisters. We made those vows in front of God, and we have to keep those vows. I mean, if our spouses leave us, that's on them, but we can't leave them. We can't abandon them when they need us the most, especially in these last days. And this is a message I just want to give to all of you that have unbelieving spouses, and just don't give up. Don't give up on them. You know, God hasn't given up on us. And so we have to treat them the same way. And I just feel that is something that we need, some of us needed to hear. And I just pray that it blesses you. And my husband, like I said, he's going through some major health issues with his legs. And I ask you all to pray for him as well. He's got a blood condition, and he has low circulation, and it wasn't one leg, now it's spread to the other leg, and it's from his kneecap to his top of his feet. His skin is like almost raw, and he has to wear these compression stockings, and it's very painful for them to take them off and on. And I'm going with him to a wound specialist on Tuesday, and they're going to hopefully be able to wrap his legs and put an ointment on them, because I mean, he can barely walk. And I look at it as, God is shaking him up to wake him up. And God works in mysterious ways. And I just trust and have faith in that, that my husband is going through this for a reason. And one of the main reasons is because, his health habits, with smoking and alcohol and bad diet. I mean, they're affecting him. And he's feeling it. And he might lose his legs. We don't know. I mean, one of the skin doctors, he went to, he said that with his condition, it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And so, of course, I know God can heal him, and I have faith in that. It's in God's hands. And so I just lift him up every day in prayer, and I ask you all to pray for him as well. And so, and then also I want to share too, and it's something I've been struggling with, and I don't know, maybe many of you are struggling with it too, and it's one of the weapons that Satan is going to use against us, God's remnant church, is distractions. We might be reading the word, we might be praying as we should and sharing the word and doing the work we're supposed to do, but Satan is going to try to distract us from spending more time with the Lord. And I know, you know, we have our jobs and what have you, but then there's other things we might be doing that, you know, we're not, you know, we're like wasting time with distractions. And so I find, you know, I have a side business that I do, you know, with my eBay, and I get old things and I refurbish them, and I you know, repaint them and what have you, and I sell them. And it's something I love to do. It's like a hobby, but I don't want it to take me from, you know, what I should be spending time with the Lord. So I've been, as I'm working on things, I listen to the audio Bible. And so the enemy can't distract me because I'm in the Word as I'm doing these things. And just to remind all of you that, you know, Satan is very deceiving, and he will, yeah, I think even Sister White in some of her writings said that this was one of the weapons that Satan will use against us, is distracting us from God and from his Word. And so we have to heed the warning, brothers and sisters. And like I said, I had struggled with it, and I don't know if many of you have, but it, for those of you that have, you know, just stay on guard. We have to stay on guard constantly. And I just love you all, and God bless, and praise the Lord for this wonderful testimony, Sally.
Amen. Always good. Every testimony, Sabbath. Let me check my email. Amen to that, Sister Deb. Let me check my email one last time here. And don't worry if you send your praise in too late. We'll share it next time. You know, because I just got one from Sister Alicia. Okay, hold on. Let me pop it out so I can get it on one screen. All right, and then let me just see if anybody else. What the heck is Sister Alicia has my private email address. So a lot of people use the site address sometimes too. Okay, this is what Sister Alicia just sent. She said, "Happy Sabbath, Pastor Nicholas and Sister Fran, and to all my brothers and sisters. I want to give thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for helping me with one of many shortcomings that I have. Just yesterday, I wore a skirt instead of jeans, like I often do, as I had to go out and do my errands. The thing is that I used to wear skirts and dresses years ago after I became an SDA every day, but over the years, I went back to wearing jeans, but only when I got out. I recently wanted to go back to wearing skirts and dresses, especially when I go out, because I am a representative of God and feel like I'm letting him down every time I step out. I cannot excuse myself because I know better. And so I have been asking in prayer for the Lord to help me to get back to wearing what I know what I should be wearing. And so I made my mind up to do so on Friday and not change my mind. I thank the Lord that he helped me to hold to making that choice. And I tell you, it felt so good. I actually feel like a girly girl, if that makes any sense. Well, to guys, I don't know, but I would imagine for the ladies, yeah. And so I hope to continually do so and ask that if anyone is struggling with dress, to not give up. Keep praying, as we are all a work in progress, and Satan will try to make you think that you can't, or that you can't get back on track. But they are lies that he tells. So keep praying. God is here to help. I'm thankful, Pastor, that you are getting better. Well, thank you, Sister. And you and Sister Fran are in my prayers. Thank you again. And I'm thankful that I can even praise the Lord. In my morning prayers, I open up to Psalm 113 and thank you for making it clear about the Lord hating. Oh, wow. That did send me for a loop. Thank God for clarifying and for the blessings of enlightenment. Amen. Okay, that's a new one. I didn't even know she was looking at or thinking about it, but it seems she does her study too, so praise the Lord for that. And so thank you, Sister Alicia. But yeah, we've gotten, at the start, we got some negative responses in regards to Brother Lawrence's sermon. But as time goes on, as we say, serious Christians do go in scripture. And so far, everything's been working out great. So, you know, it's just a little bit meatier doctrine than most people are used to, but that's okay. That's part of being on the path. So praise the Lord. So amen. Thank you for sharing there, Sister Alicia. And it's Alicia, it's not Lisa. Okay, two different girls, women. Oh, just got another email. Let me see where that one showed up. Okay, it's not there. Was it private? Oh, it's from Brother Zimbe. Oh, he goes, sorry, I didn't know his testimony Sabbath, but I thank the Lord for his grace and mercy towards us and all the trials we have that teach us patience. Glory be to him. And Brother Zimbe, if you can hear me, I didn't get a response back in regards to, you know, helping out with your brother yet. So you got, I don't know who's getting in back and forth with you and all that, but we're here for you, bro. And so just let us know. But praise the Lord that, you know, that he sent this email and this praise, you know, because we're all loving the same Lord. Oh, it's just so nice. You know what I like? I want to praise the Lord for this. Every time I wake up, this has been going on for decades. There's sometimes I have my little dry areas. I don't know why, but I'm back to being all, you know, close. Well, I wouldn't call it a dry area. I still wake up two or three times a night, and first thing that comes to mind is I love you, I love you, I love you. You know, one for each. It's like the holy, holy, holy thing, or the temple of the Lord, temple of the Lord, temple of the Lord. That, you know, Jeremiah said. Why these people that say the Holy Spirit doesn't exist can't see that, but again, if you don't study Scripture and you only study theology or Isaiah chapter 4 verse 1 type creeds, well then yeah, you're not going to hear, you're not going to see. And so, but yeah, and that's what I do. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and or multiple times a day, especially in the midday prayer. I might, like as I'm walking and talking, I might stop and just say, you know, I just love you, I love you, I love you. Yeah, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And but yeah, praise his mighty name. So let's see, one last look at the emails. Oh, so Zimbe must be on WTPR, and he says, I will. He'll get back to me. That's good, brother. God bless. Thank you so much, and I pray your Sabbath is good there and blessed and everything like that. So praise the Lord. Oh, and please keep me in prayer here, brothers and sisters, in regards to something I'm going to try to reprogram something on the website. I'm going to start reprogramming in the area of WTPR. I'm going to leave it the way it is, obviously, but there's going to be a new link, and it's going to be for iPhones and iPads and iMacs. And I'm and my son Luke's going to help me out again, like he's done so many times over the years, because he had iMacs and iPads and stuff like that. And so I'm going to use his equipment to test this idea that I'm working on. So please keep me in prayer in regards to whether I'm going to use Java or PHP or something. I've got to try to figure out some way, because one of my daughters uses an iPhone, and she can't get in for the church service. And she had a laptop, but it just, you know, died. And so now she's planning on getting another laptop, but she's going to get an iMac, you know, like a used one. Sister Minnie has one more. Okay, good. And so please keep in your prayers for that. I don't know how long it's going to take. Could take a week, could take a month. I don't know. When I get free time, I'm going to start doing some of my fun hacking. I mean, that's just, I just get into, you know, writing code. And so I'm going to see if I can't figure out some way to get WTPR to run from a Windows server into an iMac or, like an iPhone. So please keep me in your prayers. If anybody knows of any subroutines laying around out there that I can look at, email them to me, but don't email them as an attachment. I ain't open them. Just not happening. Got enough viruses. Now, if you find a subroutine, just, you know, copy and paste it, the whole code in the email body, and then I'll look into it, because I'm going to hack it anyway. I'm going to change things. So anyway, Sister Minnie has one more to go, so let me drop the mic.
All right, I have another praise, and this is from Sister Dash. Just praise the Lord. The summer was not a nice one, but my crops are coming in now, and I will easily be able to harvest the seed also. Also for all the everyday stuff, family, critters, home, and health, water, food, clothes, and so much more. God is so wonderful. Praise our God, praying for your hubby. May God heal him. Thank you, sister. And I also want to praise the Lord for your healing too, Pastor Nick. I know we've been praying for your stomach issue, and so praise the Lord for his healing methods. Love you all. God bless.
Amen and amen. Okay, you know me. I'm going to try it again. So I'm going to check my emails one more time. Oh. I got another one from Zimbi, but I'm not going to read it out loud just yet. Oh, so he does want me to say it. He goes, was given responsibility to take care of the Lord's heritage in a church family, and it has really kept me so busy. But to be honest, I have missed these services. I love you, brothers and sisters. God bless. Well, we love you too, brother. And so, amen and amen. Okay, one last check. Nothing. Okay, so let's have a little bit of music and then a little bit of fellowship, and then we'll jump in the steps. But, you know, and you know, the fellowship will be, I don't know, 15, 20, you know, maybe the 1, maybe the 2:30 or something like that. So if you want to get a little something to nibble on or whatever, because then the 4 o'clock comes, you know. And so, because Brother Sean's got to do something in the 4 o'clock. Oh, Sister Mindy, look, she's got one more. Okay, praise God. I think I'm reading this right. I don't know. Let me just drop the mic.
Praise the Lord for all these praises. Yeah, Sarah snuck one in on us. She says, I want to praise God for this trial that I'm currently going through and look forward to the blessings to come from this. Please pray that I have clean hands, a pure heart. We're praying for you, sister. God bless. All right. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. So, Brother Dwayne, want to give us some beautiful music, and then we'll come back with prayer.
I love the thrill that you and I get together with. Those wonderful people of the thrill that you and I get together with. Those wonderful people, what a sight just to see all their happy faces. Praising God in heavenly places, what a thrill that you and I get together with. Those wonderful people. Now we can be just anywhere. 2 or 3 are gathered there. That the Spirit of the Lord will be there too. There's no fellowship so sweet. There's no thrill that can come in. Be the thrill I feel whenever God's children meet. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Of the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces. Praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. And on that great reunion day, when our Lord said, come away, and the saints told every lamp into the gate. Joining loved ones round the throne, at last we all be gathered home. That will be the greatest thrill we've ever known. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What a sight to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly such wonderful people. Of the thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. I ask just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God.
Amen. If you can kneel, we're going to finish with prayer as well as start prayer. You know, so we'll just do a prayer for closing out the testimony service and then bringing in the fellowship and then the Steps to Christ time, which ain't going to be that long because 4 o'clock's not that far away. So if you can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. Thank you for all these answered prayers. Thank you so much for these testimonies that have glorified you and your Son and the Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving us all that we need day by day, hour by hour, and even minute by minute sometimes when, well, actually all the time. You're never stopping to help us. You're always helping us. And so thank you so much for that and for opening up your word to us and blessing us with eyes that see and ears that hear and hearts that cry out to you, like deep calleth unto deep. And so we thank you, Father, for teaching us how to have a heart after your own heart. And thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list, especially those that are lost, and overwhelmingly especially those that think they're saved, because there's so many out there that think they're Christians and they're declaring all these false doctrines and they think it's all true. Somehow in their life, they have bowed to the enemy of souls and are now helping them and they don't even know it. And so please, please open their eyes too. And thank you once again for this testimony Sabbath and all these Sabbaths that you give us all the way up until the time we get to have Sabbath in New Jerusalem. And again, thank you for helping us to overcome so that when the latter rain falls, we are ready to go forth and glorify you even more. And we're trying our best to do it now, but we want to do it even more. And we praise you and thank you to the best of our ability in the name of your Son, our Savior and King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.